Hey guys.
What's the experience been like for you over here?
Oh, it's been great. You know, it's kind of a whirlwind. I haven't gotten to enjoy many of the sights are outside the hotel and the practice field, so I'm excited to get out this afternoon, and I think my wife has some tea planned for us and maybe some dinner somewhere. Yeah, it's been great.
Okay, how does the lead up to this week's game differ to 12 months ago?
We were here for all week last time. We came straight after the Detroit game, and you can say it was more time to adjust, but really flying right after a game is pretty tough. So I like how we're doing it this year. Getting in, walking through yesterday, and then having a good practice today. I think we're in a good place. I'm excited to get out there on the field again there at Twickenham and play.
Does it work best for you in terms of mental preparation for the game?
What's that again?
Does it work best for you in terms of mental preparation for the game?
I think so, and that's a big part of my preparation. There's not a lot of reps going around during the week as far as the amount of plays we have in the game plan, as far as the amount of reps we get. So a lot of it is mental reps, and it's visualizing things. So that's part of what I do all the time. So to have my mind where it needs to be sharp, get enough sleep, I think it's important.
How big of a difference does it make without Myles Garrett for the Browns?
You know, obviously he's a great player, but I don't think they're going to play with 10 out there. I think they're going to put 11 guys. So, whoever else, is in there, I know is going to be playing their tail off. So, it's still a great front. Still the scheme. It's a Greg Williams defense. So I know that we have, we have our work cut out for us, and, we've got to be on top of our, game. We've got to be sharp with everything. There's a lot of things, and that's part of it. The fact that that you might not know what the hallmark is. So I've been around him enough to know that he's got something up his sleeve for every situation. So it's just a matter of being prepared or being prepared for the unexpected, if that makes sense. So I'm excited. It'll be a tough game, tough opponent in a great atmosphere. Everybody in this league is physical. We played a physical team last week. We're going to play another physical team, every week. So, it's just one of those things where you never know where the pressure is coming from. So, yeah, I mean, you need to be prepared for pressure from anywhere.
Case, although we assumed that Mike Zimmer just officially announced you as the starting quarterback, when does he kind of tell you during the week you're the starter, or you just kind of assume it because you're taking all the first team reps?
It's like I've said before, I've answered that question. I prepare the same way. As far as him telling anybody, I hear when you guys hear, but I prepare like I'm gonna start each week.
Case, the way the defense plays here, is stepping in and starting here with the Vikings different than any other place you've stepped in as a starter?
Yeah, every team is different. I don't want to compare. I try not to compare years or teams. But this team in particular, it's incredible that I'm on the sideline when our defense is on the field. I really like going against them in practice a lot more when I'm wearing this red color jersey so they don't hit me, rather than, on the field in live action. So I know that they're very talented. They can put a lot of pressure on opposing teams, especially their quarterbacks, and the fact that they can, get a lot of turnovers and get us more possessions, I think that's a big thing for an offense.
When you have that, do you feel like there's like less pressure on you, or that do you feel that in a game, like you don't have to do as much, or does that help?
I don't know if it's less pressure. I think it's just knowing that, knowing that we have a great defense and that we just need to protect the football and don't put our defense in a bad spot. But I don't know if it changes my mindset offensively as far as an attack or conservative or less or more pressure. It's just nice to have those guys on our wearing purple.
Casey, you touched upon it before, but maybe more specifics on the atmosphere at Twickenham Stadium. I mean, what makes it such a great atmosphere? Are they cheering for both teams, or what's it like?
Yeah, it's great. I love the stadium itself. You know, just kind of how it's, you know, I don't know if, what got those awnings, the overhang, got the open feel to it. You know, the weather here, I think it's pretty cool. You know, just walking in, you feel like a soccer or a football star. You know, just the way, you know, with the way the fans are, it's great. I mean, they're really excited about American football, and I think it's really cool. I mean, it's a soccer field, or it's a rugby field, so it's wider, and it's just a cool place to play.
Do you think a team over here could work? That they could have a team in the NFL someday in
London? I don't know. I mean, anything's possible. You know, I'm sure that they'd figure out a way to schedule. I mean, I think talking to my wife, I think it'd be fun to live here for, you know, a certain period of time for a while. But yeah, who knows?
How big of a difference would it make getting Stephon back in the offense?
He's a playmaker. He's a huge playmaker. And anytime you get a guy like that back on the field, just a guy that you never know what he's going to do when he's got the ball in his hands. And it's exciting. So we're going to, you know, that's somebody that I like getting the ball in his hands. And it's, you know, it's big for the offense. I think it's really big. Thanks, guys.
Fantastic.